Ryan Lefevre joins us on Sports Byline, the very talented play-by-play announcer for the Kansas City Royals, but he has written a very introspective book. It's called The Shame of Me, One Man's Journey to Depression and Back. And Ryan, I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong about that, that one of the motivations for you writing this book was the fact that you wanted to help others.
Absolutely, Ron. When I was going through what I was going through, I could go to a bookstore and be inspired by some sort of a title in the self-help or faith department that really spoke to me. But the majority of the books, if not all of them, were written by psychologists or psychiatrists, counselors, who would give case studies about, for instance, Ryan L. from Missouri was experiencing these symptoms, and we suggested this, and the result was that. But there were very few books where someone was willing to open themselves up and be more than Ryan L. from Missouri and say, here's what happened to me, and here's why it happened to me, and here are some of the steps that I did to improve my situation. And as I spoke about it publicly in Kansas City, that's when the whispers and the suggestions of, you know, why don't you write a book about this? Why don't you share this? Because it's a subject that is not talked about personally very often.
When you step back and took a look at your life and the challenge that you were faced with, Ryan, what perspective did you have from that step back position as compared to the perspective you had living it?
Well, from the step back position, that's an excellent question. I saw how common it was. And, you know, your listening audience, I'm sure, just got done watching NFL football and saw some light beer commercials that tell every man in America that the key to joy and the key to success is to accumulate as much money as you can, be promoted to the highest position possible, drive the fastest car, live in the biggest house, have the prettiest girl you can on your arm. And unfortunately, Ron, that's become the American dream in our country. It's not necessarily being connected to a community of friends, whether it's in a church or a neighborhood, or being connected to a family and building not just a physical home, but a symbolic home of what's going on in someone's heart. You know, what are the desires of our heart? Who are the people we want to be around? And so I think the nasty little secret that comes with what we see on television is that it creates the exact opposite. It creates emptiness. All those things that we spend money for and all those things that we try to achieve in life, we're not only spending currency, but we're also selling off parts of our soul.
One of the things that I know about young people is they think that they're bulletproof, and certainly you and I being in sports and you being a play-by-play announcer, you know that applies to athletes in particular. And I'm just wondering whether you thought you could battle your way through all of this and you didn't think that this could happen to you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I fell into that same trap. I mean, I thought to myself, you've known my father for a number of years, and, I grew up around Major League Baseball and in big stadiums with big crowds and big personalities. And so at a very young age, I bought into the image, and I figured, if I could achieve the image and I could achieve all of these things, like money and success and promotion, that, I was bulletproof. It was a way of having a bulletproof vest. And I see a lot of that now. I mean, I'm 38 years old now and by no means old in my profession, but this past year, my 15th year, was my first year where I was older than every single player in our clubhouse. And now I can look back on some of these guys that are 22, 23, 24 years old. And, life just becomes about how big the crowds are and how many people are watching and how high the batting average is and who's recognizing them when the game's over. And what you're actually doing is, sure, you're putting on a bulletproof vest, but you're also building walls around yourself and losing a sense of self and really separating yourself from the people around you. And then all of a sudden, you've been going down this road just like I was for a long time, and you stop and you're on this deserted island and there's nobody around you.
When did this start and how did it manifest itself, Ryan?
Well, it began, I'm sure, years ago, Ron, and I can't say exactly when, but having grown up in Southern California and being somewhat influenced by the whole Hollywood image, and then figuring that, you know, my ticket to happiness would be becoming a Major League Baseball player, and I played in college and a little bit in the minor leagues, fell short of that, and then the next goal was to become a Major League broadcaster. I think slowly but surely, as I was trying to accomplish all of these things, but separating myself from family and close friends, I think it was kind of like a slow fade to this. But it culminated in August of 2005 when I found myself in a fetal position in the closet of my house all alone and really feeling like my life was coming crashing down right before my eyes, and just realizing that all these things that I had been working for weren't filling me up, they were emptying me out. And I think I had experienced bouts of this, you know, feeling inadequate and feeling like, you know, just being Ryan wasn't good enough. I had to be, you know, college baseball player Ryan. I had to be, you know, Major League broadcaster Ryan. That was the Ryan that everyone wanted, that just Ryan by himself wasn't enough. And so I think I felt bouts of that along the way, but it all culminated in August of 2005. And it was so bad, thank God. It was horrible at the time, but it was so bad that I realized I can't fix this. I'm going to need some help. And that was the big first step, was just acknowledging the fact that I have a major problem here, and there is no job, there is no woman, there is no car, there is no vacation that's going to make me feel any better.
Ryan LaFever is with us. We're talking about his interesting book called The Shame of Me, One Man's Journey to Depression and Back. Fine play-by-play announcer for the Kansas City Royals. It sounds like to me and to others that I have known that have fought depression that it's pretty much self-induced. Am I correct in that observation, Ryan?
Yeah, yes. I think you're absolutely right. When I got to the root of the issue, yes, it became choices that I made that led me down this road, and I had to get past the blame game of things that happened to me earlier in my life. Okay, what are the choices that I'm making now at the time, someone in his mid-30s? And I also, through my studying of this disease, and my best friend was in the pharmaceutical business, and he was able to help me out with what's really going on in the body chemically. And some argue that, you know, depression is just a state of mind, or it's diet, or it's, you know, mind over matter, on and on. But there really is something that goes on in the brain. But getting to your point, Ron, there is also there's a catalyst. There is some sort of moment in our lives that either stays with us or manifests itself in present-day situations that either cause panic, you know, for some people, social anxiety disorder, for others, being reminded of a hurtful event earlier in their lives. And so there is a chemical reaction, and there's some wonderful medication that helped me and can help others. But I think there are too many people, Ron, that rely on the medication, and if I pop this one pill every day, yes, I'm going to feel better, but there's going to be a reliance on the pill and not really getting to the root of the matter. And the root of the matter, yes, is self-inflicted, and but it can also be self-inflicted therapy and healing too, by taking that step and saying, okay, look, I've got a problem here. There's no shame in this. Depression is so common in this country. It's rarely talked about. It's talked more about by women because they're so much more in touch with their feelings. Men disguise depression with alcoholism and pornography and becoming a workaholic, or they can't get out of the gym. That's a means of trying to medicate the problem. But yes, it can be self-inflicted healing as well, of just saying, okay, enough is enough. This is not working for me. I need some help. And that's where I was.
We've got 90 seconds before we have to break, Ryan, but you used the word, and I always thought that this was part of probably not acknowledging that there is a problem, and that is the word of shame. Does that fall into place?
Absolutely. I mean, if men are supposed to be tough in this society, you know, I mean, it's if a breakup happens with a girl, hey, we go out with the guys and we have a few beers and we watch the football game, and that's how we take care of the problem. And it's just not. This country is full of ways for people to be healed of the disease of depression or social anxiety disorder, but there are very few men that are really willing to take the step and do something about it. I saw a statistic the other day that one-third of everyone in the United States, one-third of everyone will be hit with some form of mental illness. Only 15% will actually do something about it. And so that was the motivation of the book, Ron. As I shared my story vocally, I could tell that I was having an impact on people who really had no one to turn to other than the volumes of books that maybe a psychologist had written. Very helpful, but it's obviously much more helpful when someone can actually share a part of what they've done and not just share where they've been, but how they got out of it.
In about 15 seconds, how lonely was it to be depressed?
Oh, it was horrible. And the worst part about it, Ron, is to be surrounded by people. To go to broadcast a Major League Baseball game, and I've got so many wonderful friends around me and a crowd of 25 to 40,000 fans, but at the same time feeling that nobody understands my pain. Nobody understands what's going on inside of me, and it's just such a deceiving loneliness. And I'm sure there's someone who's listening tonight who knows how that feels. And if you are, trust me, you're not alone, and there's a way to get out of it.
This is a book I recommend that people check out and read. It's by Ryan Lefevre, the play-by-play announcer for the Kansas City Royals. It's called The Shame of Me, One Man's Journey to Depression and Back, as we continue across the country and around the world with you on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline.